Folks, Pakistanis have been fooled big time. I would say the Muslims of India actually have been fooled big time since last 1,000 years, almost 1,000 years. When the Muslims invaded India, they brought the poor men's kids, telling them, you are Mujahid Islam, and this Ghazwa-e-Hind was demanded by Muhammad Bhai, and we have to conquer the India, and we have to establish Islamic Emirate. Like any other place, when the Arabs' imperialism controlled most of the Mesopotamia, and even some part of Europe during Turkish time, the idea was same, that create the people who can sacrifice their life without even having a second thought, hoping that Muhammad Bhai will embrace them and give them 72 huris and all that bullshit, and if they are successful, become the Ghazi, then they get share whatever is the booty. So most of the invaders in India particularly came from Iran, from Afghanistan, some part of Central Asia. Turks came, Iranians came, Afghans came, and they toppled India upside down for hundreds of years. But after this so-called Ghazwa-e-Hind, this shit of saying of Muhammad Bhai, that after when we establish the Islamic Empire, everything will be fine and dandy, and this will become a paradise, and everybody will be happy and all that nonsense. Nothing such thing happened. The continuous war continued. As a matter of fact, if you look into the beginning of Islam, when the Prophet forced everybody through sword, killing, beheading, disgracing, you name it, he established the power among the Arab Peninsula, and some part later was conquered during the four caliphs. But whatever happened after that was that the Arabs established their caliphate, and the other nations, even if they were Muslims, and many of them converted to Islam, hoping this is a religion where you get justice, they found out that nothing has happened, and an absolute racist, homophobic, anti-woman, and anti-minority system was established. The caliphates, they established big harems, big lot of women around, and they neutered some men to take care of them, which tradition was also adopted by Ottomans and other empires. So this shit of religion actually did help Muslims to establish an empire, but after that all the benefits went to the caliphate or the caliphs or these men of sword, which you can say the warriors and the tribal leaders and you name it. And they established the same tribal system which was followed after Muhammad, or even during Muhammad, when tribal leaders were misusing him. I mean, I've said many times, if we look into the history of early Islam, we'll see that the biggest victim in Arab society was the Prophet himself. What I call him Muhammad Bhai, because the prophethood is all imaginary, it's all fake claim, and there is no way that a real Allah, a real God who created this huge, huge universe or this big earth will appoint somebody from Mesopotamia and call him Caliph. No way. This, because they had no idea of humanity, they have no idea of justice. And if you read the laws, the tribal society laws, starting from Hammurabi and from Abraham, Moses, and this, you will see that there was no shred of any justice or equality. It was an absolute racist religion, one after the other. Now, if we look into the other lands of the world where Islam did not reach and luckily could not have entered, they also had similar system where the king was the supreme and the people had no power. But at least their lives were not as enslaved as in Islam. Because what Islam did, it said that Allah created this universe for the prophets, and Allah is the giver, and Allah is the maintainer, and Allah is the justice provider, and Allah is everything, and He has appointed Muhammad Bhai as His final prophet. So whatever He says is the saying of Allah. Now, whatever Muhammad said was the same like Hammurabi had said 4,000 years ago, and the basic idea was to control the woman and give them as little right as possible. Before Islam, we see that women had pretty good rights, and they had share in the properties. In the laws of Hammurabi, if the husband dies, the property goes to woman. But in Islamic culture, or even after Jewish culture, the women were not provided of sufficient justice, while the complete responsibility of the society was on women. They had to make babies, they have to raise babies, they have to take care of babies, they have to take care of 3 times food for them. The man only goes out, brings some money, brings some provisions, and after that he sits in the house, does nothing. I mean, during this Ramadan, if you see how much trouble the women are into, when they wake up early morning, prepare food for everybody, then prepare kids to go to school, and then after that go the home chores, and then after that they have to start preparing for the iftar, which is at sunset, and then after that, even then, they have no time to rest, and again they have to wake up early morning. So this absolute slavery of women was the reason why Arab society, or even Muslim society in any state, could not develop a progressive culture, a progressive society. Everybody was on Allah, people were making babies left and right, and half of them will die before the age of 5, and they will say, oh, Allah gave it to you, Allah took it away. Without looking into the reasons, without researching about the disease and trying to get its cure, the Muslim societies were in absolute useless ideology, because it does not ask you to live for this world. It asks you to prepare for hereafter. Means keep working with the king, caliph and tribal leaders and die for them, because they declared the jihad and all that nonsense. And if you look into the jihad, you will see that every ruler, every dictator, every general, every king, he declares jihad after every couple of years, because when he see that the people are getting lazy and trying to get enjoying their life, he declares jihad and prepares them to go attack somebody else. This is what was happening. I mean, if you look into Muhammad Bhai's life, first 15, 13, 14 years were very peaceful, because he was under Khadija, his rich wife, and no tribal leader could do any hanky-panky around him. But after, when she died and he became rich with her money, all hell broke loose, and the tribal leaders misused it, brought him to Medina, and then the killing started. In the first 2 years, he made 5-6 attacks on the Meccan caravans, which prompted the first war of Ahad, which was about between few hundred people, and then after that, first war of Badr, sorry, the second war was where the Muslims got some success, but another war came, Ahad, where the Muslims got defeated and suffered a lot of losses, and then came the trench war, which ended in a stalemate, and then after that, Prophet made an agreement with Quraysh called Hudaybiyah, and in that contract of Hudaybiyah, it was agreed that nobody will attack each other for next 10 years. But the Muhammad and his associates, mainly the tribal leaders, they broke that promise, and just in 2 years they went to Mecca and took it over. And before that, once the Muhammad Bhai, he arrived in Medina, the attacks to other tribes started immediately. I mean, imagine in 10 years there are more than 93 attacks they made on peaceful, innocent tribes who had nothing to do with them, who did not harm, did not kill even a single person. But the tribal leader realized that they can use Muhammad and the Allah drama to subjugate everybody, and they said, either you convert, accept us as the leader, or you die or you will be expelled. And that way they took over a lot of land, and then they went on to conquer Syria, Iran, and other Mesopotamia areas, and established their empire, and then everything was dandy, and they were having fun, and hundreds of slave girls would be in their harem, in their palace, and the life of every person will be in absolute turmoil, because he was living under a totally racist mentality. I mean, there was so much fear in the non-Muslims that if an Arab is walking on one side of the road, he will not walk on that side. He will go to the other side. He will not walk in front of them. Otherwise, they will ask somebody to go and behead him. This is how much terror they were using to subjugate the people. But it went on for 100 years, and then we saw they became weak, and then another power in the shape of Mongol came, and they did exactly the same what they had done to others. But Mongols were very honest people. I mean, they were of course killers, because that was the way to rule an area or country back then. But they were not interfering in religion. They, whichever area accepted them as leader and did not fight, they were living peacefully the same way they were living before. And that way, they created a secular ideology which helped the area which was under their control. And we saw the growth of art and culture during those times. Even there were a lot of books written in those days, because everybody was busy and was living in peace. But that peace went away when the Ottoman took over the areas, and when Iranians and Safavids and other people, they took over the area, and the same thing, the jihad drama started, and a lot of killing, and in hundreds, and in some cases millions of people were killed mercilessly in the name of an Arab Allah. But the point is that if you continue this mentality today, you get Pakistan, because that mentality of harassment, that mentality of racism, that mentality of Allah has given us the power and we are not answerable to anybody, that mentality which has so-called democracy, but the government does not take responsibility of any person. Hundreds of kids die in South Punjab, in Sindh, and many parts of KP. Thousands of people perish in floods and other natural incidents which could have been avoided. If we had a smart, intellectual, political system where the educated people run the country, not these third-class GHQ bastards who have no idea what this world is about, and they think that Allah has given them power and only Allah can take it. And this way they keep destroying the country, a reasonable country which could have at least taken care of its own people. But they, the journals, the mullahs, and the Arab thuggery kept Pakistan behind for hundreds of years. I mean, imagine in the 60s, the GDP of Pakistan was same like China, or better than India. And they progressed because they didn't have any shit of Allah, Muhammad, or Sharia and all that nonsense. They followed the human rights, they followed the woman right, they followed some values where the people can have right. And we saw even a country like China, which has no democracy, prospered to a limit that today their GDP is almost $17,000. And it was all because there was no shit of religion, no shit of hereafter, and no shit of journals and mullah control. I mean, people, particularly you see a lot of Islamists saying, oh, we have very good reason to progress if we follow what Muhammad Bhai said, if we follow what Allah said in Quran. And these idiots don't know that Pakistan's destruction is because of this. Pakistan was doing much better if we had a secular system, if we had a woman right, and if we had a friendly atmosphere with foreign countries. Instead of this, everything is upside down. Pakistanis hate more the rest of the world than the rest of the world hate them. Even America, which actually 70 years gave them billions of dollars, is hated from bottom to top of the head. Because the mullah and the GHQ gang says, oh, Muhammad Bhai said the Christians and Jews cannot be your friend. I mean, how stupid you could be to follow those 7th century ideas which were based on tribal mentality, where hate is a necessity. In Pakistan, we have tribal society and tribal mentality all over. That is why we hate each other. We hate America. We hate Europe. We hate India, like as if India has killed their grandfather. And the rest of the world is just watching, laughing, and telling to them, themselves, that what kind of nation is this? Who has no idea what its priorities are, who has no idea who its real enemies are, and who has no idea why they cannot progress. And it's all because of this shit of religion enforced by mullah and GHQ gang. Because it disallows any job creation. It disallows any love to the rest of the world. For them, the shit of Hajj and Umrah is very important. The shit of namaz is very important, which makes people lazy, stupid, and waste 30% of their life. An average Pakistani wastes 30% of his life because of religion. And its productivity can never be more than 30% of the civilized and industrial world. Because if you go for prayer every 3 hours, while you are working, you cannot concentrate on anything. When you demand that, oh, Allah created me and I have to pay his debt first, then there is no bigger stupid than you. Allah has not given even a single penny to any Pakistanis. As a matter of fact, Allah is the reason why Pakistan is bankrupt and its balance of payment with Muslim countries is the worst. They have positive balance of payment doing business with America, with Europe, with Japan, any non-Muslim country. And with Muslim countries, they are losing. And they are losing since last 50 years at least. From the time when Bangladesh was separated. So instead of making the good strategic decisions and keeping the country's interest first, they declare themselves a slave of Muhammad Bhai and his associates, and then became the center of Arab and Persian war. The Persians, they hate Arabs because they destroyed their country, which was the strongest in Middle East and was the best. When Muhammad's and Omar's armies, they attacked Iran, and Sabotage took hundreds and thousands of their women and men, that hate became part of their mind. That is why they created a religion called Shiism, to make sure that the benefit they are getting because of this shit of religion, they don't get it alone. And now Shiaism is followed by almost 15-20%, has the same shit as Sunni Islam, has the same shit of Mullah being in power. And in with Iran, the most unfortunate is the shit that a Mullah government is in control, which has made the constitution such a way that no secular person can ever put its influence on the country or even get elected. That's why the Iran will remain destroyed for the foreseeable future. And the Iranians, they hate mullahs, they hate Khomeini's, they love America, but they can't do anything. This is the punishment to Iranians, that they supported this Khomeini gang, brought him to Iran and let him kill thousands of their secular intellectuals, army people and all that. And now they are totally enslaved and they have no hope. Same is the case of Pakistan. Pakistan definitely has no hope as long as this shit of religion is intact and the people don't get out of it and become a civilized human being instead of being a Muslim. Because a Muslim has no brain. None of his neuron works, because the pressure on him, the way they are enslaved, is so horrific that they don't know what happened to them. They are kids and they are forced to prayer. They're mutilated, they're harassed, they're beaten. And when they become little bit big, like teenager, they have more pressure on them. Then they have so much pressure in schools that when they graduate, they have no idea what to do. And the country has no job. Imagine a country where the population growth is 2.5% and the GDP growth is in negative. For the next 3 years, Pakistan's GDP will be below 2.4%. And even we will not be able to achieve that percentage with the way the GSQ gang has forced these thugs, this Form 47 government. And no country in the world is believing that they have a democracy. Everybody knows very well that this is a dictatorship in the garb of democracy. And now even the judiciary has exploded from within because of the pressure and the wrong pressure GHQ and ISI is putting on them, and nobody knows where the country is going. Because today we have a country where no rule of law. So, as I've said, for the last 1500 years, the Muslims have always been at loss, except the caliphates and the mullahs. That is why we did not see any great scientists in the Muslim world. We didn't see any industrial progress in the Muslim world. We didn't see any information technology progress in the Muslim world. Arabs, because they got money, they are using some of these computers, but they are only users. They are only a market for the foreign industry. They are only a market for Indian IT experts. But the only way, Arabs of course have no future, not at all. After when these automobiles are converted to electric, they probably will be taking their oil on the camel back. And that time will be coming in the next 30 years or so. There is no way that they... Now this killer, Mohammed bin Salman, is trying to divert the economy from oil to other things, but that is not going to work because the international situation changes every 10 years. We see today Dubai, Qatar, this are making a lot of money, but in the next 30, 40 years, all their money will vanish. And one incident or two, it will totally collapse their economy. And the Western countries, they can make good plan to make it happen. Once the economy collapses in UAE, all these high-rise buildings will be empty. And they will be selling furniture in the international auction market. But Pakistan did not deserve this. Pakistan had a great opportunity to follow democratic values, follow human rights, follow his father of the nation, and progress and create a society which is pluralist, where everybody works together. Everybody is respected. Women are respected. The international community is welcomed and respected. So more and more investment can come. You know, if you want to make Pakistan a better place, first of all, you have to stop listening to these mullahs. Stop listening to these Islamists who are distributing venom in the name of religion with a sugar coating. Because the religion is the problem in Pakistan. Religion is the problem. That's the reason why we have a brain dead chief of army staff. And even before that was stupid. When you are third class, interpass, low IQ, you definitely have no idea what this world is or how this country should run. More later. Thank God bless.